number of weeks, but I welcome you back, and hopefully this will not be your only time listening in. Today's topic is psychotherapy and spirituality. When I talk about dealing with issues from a holistic perspective, most people understand that holism in any sense of the word, whether it has to do with psychotherapy or physical well-being or whatever, it's about body, mind, and spirit. For years, I've been a therapist for about 27 years, which is an amazing thought, actually. For years, very early on, I was taught to work with clients in a lot of ways, but the idea of spirituality, higher power, God, religion, just like in the general population, it's a very difficult issue for people to approach. And I don't really remember graduate school really dealing with a lot on those issues, which I learned much later on left a lot lacking. It was very interesting because my first job was actually as a counselor in a long-term residential drug abuse treatment program in Lake Worth, Florida. And they didn't even agree with or use a 12-step concept back then. It was more of a synonym, hardcore, rip the guts out of these people and hopefully maybe teach them how to rebuild. But a lot of that really wasn't going on. And I learned a lot later that when I started understanding more about the concept of 12-step programs and higher power, that it was really a cornerstone for people in recovery. And I also came to realize that it's a cornerstone for people, whether they're needing that kind of recovery or not, from drugs or alcohol, addictions, or whatever. So when we're talking about spirituality, I think one of the problems a lot of people have is the fact that they automatically assume we're talking about religion. A lot of people deal with things in a very structured way, and they need the structure of an organized religion. Some people have had a lot of traumas related to that growing up and have been chased away from that. I know that there are a lot of people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, and have felt certain religions really abandoning them, judging them, and moved away from that. And I think in the gay community, that's one of the things that had been missing, and I think especially up through when HIV started. But it's not just the gay community. There are a lot of people seem to be floundering out there. And when you go to a psychotherapist, you don't expect them to start talking to you about what your religious history has been about, what your sense of spirituality is about, how you define God or higher power and spirituality. And I think that is one of the most important questions a therapist can ask a new client, especially finding out how they react to that question and what they've been doing in their lives or not doing in their lives to find some inner peace. So as we're speaking tonight, a little bit later with my guest, Jim Michael, we'll be talking about these issues, how to incorporate them into psychotherapy, whether to incorporate them into psychotherapy, whether it belongs there or not. Obviously, I do believe that. A lot of therapists that started dealing with spirituality, I think usually it means we've had our own personal journey, which has taken us away or taken us back to a definition of God, higher power. And I know I was raised Jewish, went through bar mitzvah, I was Reformed Jew, went through confirmation. The one thing I never remember being taught, I remember being taught rituals, I remember being taught about holidays, I remember being taught history. I don't ever remember being taught how God, as it relates to Jews, is incorporated and fits into my daily life, my personal relationship with God. And it doesn't mean it wasn't taught to me. I just don't remember. I don't remember that kind of connection. As years went on, and I really do think that a lot always happened in my life that reminded me that there is something greater than me. And again, I chose to shut down, chose not to listen to it, chose not to pay attention to it. And I think, in fact, I know that when my first close friend, his name was Dennis, passed away from AIDS back in 1986. And I was about to fly up to Toronto to visit with him, not realizing how sick he really was, and he died the night before I was to get there. Well, Dennis was my guide back to a spiritual sense. Dennis, as I was lying on the still in my bed, having gotten the phone call that he had passed away before I could get up there to see him, and on the phone with another close friend in Florida, Jim Terusa, who's also a therapist, and just suffering from the pain of having lost, and I hadn't really dealt with death before in my life, all of a sudden, this wave came over me, and I could feel the entire atmosphere in the room shift, and I could feel this intense peace and this intense love and this light just filling the room, and I could smell Dennis, I could sense his presence, and I could feel him just smiling. And all of a sudden, this peace came over me, and the tears even got deeper and harder, and my friend Jim on the phone actually said, "Is Dennis there?" Jim being another one of my teachers and guides. And I said, "Yes, how'd you know?" He said, "I could feel the shift." And that was back in 1986, and since then, I've had quite the journey, reconnecting with my sense of self, my sense of spirit. And my basic belief is, without dealing with the spiritual part of who we are, we're out of balance. A therapist that's only dealing with the mind and the psychology and the traumas and stuff are not helping someone find that sense of balance, that peace. And a therapist is not helping people understand how the physical relates to that. Basic metaphysics. The mind is a powerful organ, and that mind can create illnesses, can heal illnesses. The mind can create chaos and trauma in our lives. Our mind can create peace in our lives. But it's about getting it all working together in balance, body, mind, and spirit. So as we're dealing with our issues today, I actually went into my files to start pulling out things that I've collected over the years. And a therapist, a clinical psychologist here in Los Angeles, Fred Wilkie, had handed something out that it was about enhancing spiritual self-nourishment. Now remember, this is a clinical psychologist. And I don't know, I don't think it's just LA. People seem to think that it's LA that has all of these holistic and spiritual related things out here. But this is a clinical psychologist that used to do this, give this handout to his clients dealing with enhancing spiritual self-nourishment. And everything on here that has to do with spirituality, I believe, is what a therapist is working towards with any client. The first thing is seek purpose and meaning in life. Look for opportunities to engage the depth dimension. Discuss values and ethical issues with family, friends, and coworkers. Pursue truth. Nurture your faith. The second one was take time for centering. Open yourself to the message of the spirit. Now, this can take many forms, meditation, prayer, walks in the woods and stuff. You don't even need to be calling it spirit or whatever, but people know that nature grounds them and centers them. He says, make worship or other spiritual rituals a top priority. And I really believe in the concept of rituals, and whether you couch it in terms of spirituality, there's a sense of home, a sense of safety, a sense of familiarity in rituals. Now, of course, there are self-destructive rituals, which a lot of people can talk about in terms of addictions and other things like that. But there's rituals that we have that even taking our morning shower or afternoon shower, there's a cleansing to that. That if you really enjoy it, if you really pay attention to it, even our morning toilet and evening toilet is about cleansing. That's ritual. There are so many others. Activate your sense of wonder is the next one. Listen to inspiring music, explore nature, even in the city, explore nature. Use all your senses to notice the miracles of creation all around you. Take time off to enjoy aesthetic pleasures. And the last thing is cultivate an attitude of compassion and giving. Reach out and let your love flow in small and big ways. Be courteous, listen, forgive, respond to the needs you see. Make a financial and or time commitment to a worthy cause. Help someone in pain or difficulty. Look for opportunities to act out justice. This is all about people getting to a place of understanding who they are in the world, what their place is, what our relationship is with our environment, with our society, with our family, with our own home. And to me, if you're dealing with issues like this and working in psychotherapy, you're also seeing how from the moment of birth, the things that have traumatized us, the messages we've been given, start taking us further and further and further away from that sense of peace, connection, balance, that sense of spirit. You look in the eyes of any child, no matter how old they are, and you see spirit. You see that light. You see that love, that sense of wonder, that sense of awe, that sense of I'm in the world, and isn't this great? And unfortunately, many of us have had that knocked out of us through one form or another, maybe dysfunctional family lives, maybe traumas, maybe deaths and stuff. But the idea is to help people reconnect, bring us home to that sense of balance, that sense of spirit. And when we're dealing with psychotherapy, there is no separating out that journey from the journey of introspection, the journey of analysis, the journey of communication skills. There are all the behavioral things go hand in hand with the inner changes that we're seeking, that are really a voice that's within all of us that speaks from a higher place, a place that we've forgotten to trust and need to get back to. This is what tonight's show is about. We're going to be talking about spirituality in the context of what I just covered, daily living, daily attitude. And again, I have clients that when they reawoke to that, it was about going back to the religion that was familiar to them. I've had other clients who, like myself, have made a journey out of exploring various religions, various belief systems, various methods of spirituality, and I have a very eclectic approach to that in my own life today. There's something good in all of it. And at the basis of all religions, when we get past the fact that people are killing each other in the name of God and religion and stuff, at the core of every religion that I've been able to find and stuff is no instructions on murder and destruction. It's about living together in peace, loving one another, forgiveness, and taking the high road and knowing that this is what our life on this planet, in these bodies, is about. So, there are many tools to do this, whether it's reading, whether it's tapes. I know that rebirthing, a form of breathwork, which I'll be doing a show on in 2 weeks, has really been a cornerstone of helping me understand and reconnect. Meditation, even working out at the gym, exercise, aerobics. There are so many ways to really do this reconnection. When we get back, I'll be introducing you to a friend of mine who is our guest for the evening, Jim Michael. And we'll be back in a moment. Thank you.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
The natural foods, the natural herbs, the natural meditations and exercises that have been trusted by people for thousands of years. That's what you'll find at Hot Yoga Cool Herbs. With hot yoga, you sweat and stretch your way to the leanest, most highly toned body possible. With cool herbs, you will get the proper combination of foods that will nourish and cleanse your body. Hot yoga, cool herbs. What a combination. Hot yoga is an athletic power yoga done in a heated room. Come do it if you want the fastest results possible. Your body will use natural antioxidants, vitamins, amino acids, phytochemicals, and proteins to both heal and improve your health. Hot yoga, cool herbs. The place to come if you're seriously interested in achieving the leanest, strongest, healthiest body, mind, and spirit possible. Log on to hotyogacoolherbs.com or call 480-706-8530.
As a leader, what do you think about all day? Straight line planning or flexible mapping? Tactical survival or long-term success? Wednesday morning, spend an hour thinking with Russ Marriott, an expert on helping executives move beyond ordinary management. Brainstorm with Russ on your way to work. Listen to interviews with successful leaders, authors, and inventors. That's Thinking with Russ Marriott, Wednesday mornings at 7 on AM 1100, KFNX.
Learn about violence in the workplace with Barry Nixon. Barry Nixon will address issues such as OSHA guidelines, legal issues involved with workplace violence, and profiling workplace violence perpetrators. So join Barry Nixon for Workplace Violence Today every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and tonight we are talking about psychotherapy and spirituality. And this is a live show, and you can call in if you have questions, comments, or something is being triggered and you want to talk about it related to tonight's topic. And the toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. That's 1-866-277-5369. And if you're in the Phoenix area, the local number is 602-277-KFNX. So feel free to call in. It was great last week. We had our first two callers, and it was really fun and certainly added a lot to the show. So don't be shy about calling. So tonight, as we're talking about psychotherapy and spirituality, I invited a friend of mine to join us. His name is Jim Michael, and he is a therapist here in Los Angeles also, who has a master's in spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica. And I've known Jim for, I think, about 10 years now. And I actually met him on one of my vision quest, so to speak. I was on a fast at the time, and which turned into a 40-day and 40-night fast, which is a whole other show. Anyway, I don't recommend it. It was just something that developed, and it was actually quite wonderful and powerful. But while I was on this fast, I was getting foot reflexology and massage and doing rebirthing and sweat lodges and all these different things to just keep journeying. And Jim was the massage therapist that I met, and we became friends, and I've been able to follow and be a part of his journey, and from massage therapist now to psychotherapist. So, Jim, I want to welcome you to the show. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, good. So, did I leave anything out that you wanted the people to know about first?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
No.
Well, as it's related to psychotherapy and spirituality, I thought that what would be great would be for you to talk first about spiritual psychology, whether it relates to the master's program at University of Santa Monica or not. However you want to talk about it, what does spiritual psychology mean, and what's been this journey of study for you?
Well, the spiritual psychology helps bring a perspective to us that we're not really human having a spiritual experience, but we're spirit having a human experience. And if we look at the dictionary's definition of psyche, it means the soul. And if we look at psychology, it means study of the mind. So somewhere along the way, we've lost the translation that psychology is a lot about the study of the soul. And from my perspective, we're here for the healing. And the healing comes in so many different forms, as we all know. And it also is about connection. So spiritual psychology, from my perspective, is about connection back to our soul, which has never left us and will never leave us. It's about connecting back to God and realizing that God has always been there and always will be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of laughing about it because I just realized my own journey, and I've been very disconnected to God.
Well, I remember when I first met you, if the word God or religion was mentioned, you'd be on the soapbox all over the place.
Yikes! Yeah.
No. That's not part of my life or whatever. And the transformation in you's been amazing. So tell us a little bit about that journey.
Well, a lot of it happened through the University of Santa Monica. And I went in there. I started in 96, and I don't know where to begin. I was just looking for something. I had no direction in my life whatsoever. I was a computer consultant at the time, trying to do that, trying to do massage therapy, trying to do so many things.
You were even a stockbroker at one point, weren't you?
Yes, back in 87 through 90, I was a stockbroker.
In a previous incarnation, yeah.
Yeah, and here I am now, a spiritual psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it was, my journey was a matter of taking off of the layers, layer upon layer upon layer, which I had defended myself against a very vulnerable and beautiful, what I'm going to say is my little boy inside and the part of me that was hurt so long ago. And it was just a matter of continuing to connect back with myself and continuing to forgive myself. And I remember at the beginning of the show you said something to the effect of that was one of the processes to connect was forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And one of the things that I've used personally is forgiveness. And I've had to identify the judgments I've had first. And once I identified the judgments that I've had on myself and on others, I was able to forgive them.
Mm-hmm. And forgive yourself for having
yeah.
the judgments.
That's right. What I mean.
yeah,
absolutely. Forgive my judgments, because at the end of the day, what I've come to realize is that God doesn't judge.
Well, we'll pick up from there when we come back after this break. So don't turn that station. Stay with us. And if you want to make a phone call, come on and call in. Thank you.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, You can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Math Power by Pat Kinshaft is the only math book I ever read that I couldn't put down, and I always had a lot of difficulty with math. My husband couldn't believe that I was reading a math book in bed. But Math Power had a lot of good ideas. It made me think about math in new ways, as patterns and as a language. Now I realize I should teach math equally with language. I've used a lot of the ideas from the book. For Christmas, I bought my children plastic measuring cups for the bath. They have a lot of fun measuring in the tub. When we cook, we emphasize math more since I read the book. I even made up a number song, and I sing it to my children when I put them to bed. It's amazing! Even I am enjoying math since I read Math Power, How to Help Your Child Love Math, Even If You Don't. You can enjoy it, too. Ask for Math Power by Pat Kinshaft at your local bookstore.
Money Matters, a unique financial talk show, is hosted by Paul Lemon and can be heard live every Wednesday morning at 8 here on KFNX. This show gives specific guidance in dealing with critical money matters that so often overwhelm us. Paul will also show how our relationship to money really matters in finding the happiness and contentment we all want. So take a big step in achieving financial and personal freedom by tuning in to Money Matters at 8 a.m. here on KFNX.
Join Reverend Daniel Pelissier every Sunday morning at 8:30 for a unique worship service delivered entirely in the language of French on Faith and Culture. This program allows listeners to celebrate the Word of God while discovering the beauty of French. Reverend Pelissier also invites everyone to worship at the First Baptist Church of Phoenix, located at 7000 North Central in Phoenix, every Sunday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., or at the Mesa location at 4801 East Glenwood from 3 to 5 p.m. For more information, please call Reverend Daniel Pelissier at 480-396-9538.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour.
Good Thursday evening. Edie Klein here with your KFNX Valley forecast. For today, we had a high of 105 degrees with partly sunny skies. Tonight, possible thunderstorms for the valley with a low near 80. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 107. Current statewide temperatures are Flagstaff 71, Prescott 78, Tucson 96, and right here in Phoenix, we're at 102 degrees.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program, 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, and our guest tonight is a spiritual psychologist named Jim Michael, who's been a friend of mine for about 10 years, and we've been talking about his journey home to spirit and how that applies to our work as therapists or psychologists, and the importance of finding that balance and helping our clients find that balance and to express that in their lives in general. And to me, basically, it means that as therapists, having a commitment to our own inner journey, and that means our own journey to enlightenment and peace and spirit and whatever, however we define it. We do have a caller online. His name is Sam, and he's from Southern California. Sam, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Well, welcome to the show, Sam.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Doing great, Stuart.
Good. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, just phoning to let you know how much I'm enjoying listening to you and Jim, and to the thoughts and the ideas that you're talking about. It's just wonderful to hear them over the airwaves, and I hope lots of people are enjoying it.
Great. Thank you. Where are you from?
I'm originally from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out to San Diego, and I'm phoning you from San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And I came out here about 4 years ago, next month, actually.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I came here for a wedding.
Right.
And when I got here, it was a pretty dramatic change of life that happened for me.
What does that mean?
Well, I think looking back, I was getting in touch with my soul and my spirit and my destiny. And it was a metamorphosis for me from my life previously.
Mm-hmm.
But the paradox is that I was becoming more of who I am anyway.
Right.
And it was quite an experience, both right. terrifying and inspiring at the same time.
Right. Now, you know, just to let on that I know you, and I've known you for these 4 years, I'm really glad you called in. I remember the first phone call from you actually had to do with your search for the Hayride, Louise Hay's group, as an outlet from having read her book. Do I remember this correctly?
That is correct.
And that even your journey here was to start a process of introspection and spirit connection and growth. So I remember that your motivation actually for getting over here was to make that commitment to yourself, which I know that you really have in these last 4 years. And what was that journey like for you? I know you mentioned the fact that it was terrifying at times, and I think it is for many of us to really go inside and to really let go of certain things. But what was it like for you?
Well, it's funny that we're talking now. I'm just realizing that it's almost 4 years to the day that I made that phone call to from South Africa. And it's just wonderful to connect with you again, Stuart.
Yeah.
And, to answer your question, it was, as I said previously, both terrifying and inspiring. I mean, at times, I was ready to go. It felt like it was too much. It was overwhelming. It felt like I was being flushed or flushing myself with energy, love and healing, and just flushing out all old ideas, thoughts, patterns that I had absorbed and made part of me in the previous 33 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very scary at times and overwhelming. But on the other side of it, the love and the peace and was something phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only describe it as what you and Jim have been talking about, and as connecting with my soul again and feeling my soul coming through that I had had glimpses of before. And at times in my life, had felt fairly consistently, but there were also large absences as I was going. I went through a lot of traumas over the years, looking back.
Mm-hmm. As somebody who I know actually experienced psychotherapy with the use of rebirthing, and I know you're okay with me saying that you were a client of mine, rebirthing, and then, you know, I geared you towards doing some hella work and all these things. How was the experience of actually working with a therapist that went into the realm of spirituality as well as psychology? Is there something about that you felt that you can talk about, or how did you feel about it?
Yeah, you know, I felt it was really important, and I feel and believe that it's very important. I agree with what you and Jim have been saying, that it adds that needed dimension. Those deeper aspects of our journey can then be looked upon. And I really appreciated that about you and a number of other people that I met on my journey.
Mm-hmm.
I felt, you know, I met a few other therapists and people that were looking at it mainly from a consensus reality psychotherapy point of view. And whilst I still gained from those experiences, I needed more. And that's what that kind of therapy gave me.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I know that in your transformation, you actually fell in love, and you have a little girl named India now. And I just want to thank you for calling in, and my love to Polly and India.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Love to you, Stuart.
Take care, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Jim.
Hello.
That was kind of a very nice surprise, because I couldn't think of somebody that I would know that was so clearly committed to their path, and with the exception of you, because once you really started going in that direction, you started going there. You know, it was all sorts of exploratory things, from rebirthing to men's groups to real primal things. What else can you say about that in terms of, from a psychologist's perspective, also in terms of your own journey with spirit?
Going through all the different modalities?
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, one of the first things that comes forward is, you mentioned the men's group, which is the Mankind Project.
Mm-hmm.
That was I had no idea what it meant for me to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
I had, as I'm sure you might recall, I had big issues with that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the groups that I joined so that I could regain a sense of identity as a man and the sacredness of being a man. Following that, and that was at the time I was still going through the University of Santa Monica, that was helping me learn how to just be a person. And it's just the combination of the two was absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The other journeys, I've gone on, I went through hypnotherapy. As you know, I'm a certified hypnotherapist.
Right.
One of the main things that I really has touched my life also is the book's Conversations with God.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that journey that I've gone on of identifying God as a loving, friendly, fun God, that was the book series that was able to help bring it all together for me, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you even carried it to the place of starting your own group around it, right?
Yeah, I sure did. I facilitated a discussion group on it for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm considering starting up a new one here in Los Angeles because I think there's such a need. I think my experience is telling me that everyone, not everyone, but many people really want to get a connection with spirit, and a lot of us don't want to connect with the dogma that goes with some types of religions that have us connect with spirit through dogma.
Mm-hmm. I think there's something else about when you started that group. It was also about the support system that a group setting. I mean, that's why people go to churches and synagogues and things like that, is because of the support system of like-minded people communing with spirit in the same way. And from the context of Conversations with God, I know that part of your motivation was you wanted to surround yourself with people who wanted to challenge their beliefs and thoughts and grow from that and use that as a premise and foundation to do that with.
You bet ya.
Mm-hmm.
You bet ya.
And it worked, right?
Yeah, and in my current path, where I'm on now, is I'm taking Tantra yoga on the west side in Santa Monica, and it's very similar. I want to make the connection with like-minded people, like-hearted people, so that we can really challenge ourselves and grow together.
Okay,
for me, growing together is what it's about.
Yep. So we will be together again after the next break, and we'll be able to talk more about what that communion is like. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Terrific.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website, at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Amezcua Patino Behavioral Health Consulting Experts is a recently established consulting firm based here in the Phoenix metro area. Working closely with attorneys, state agencies, and HMOs to name just a few, Amezcua Patino Behavioral Health Consulting Experts provides forensic and non-forensic services such as expert testimony for plaintiffs and defendants, record review, disability evaluation, business planning development, and more. For information or a free initial phone consultation, dial toll-free 888-955-3504. Again, that's 888-955-3504. The mission of Amezcua Patino is to facilitate the improvement and development of available, affordable, and accountable behavioral health services. For a free initial phone consultation, dial 888-955-3504. Once again, that's 888-955-3504.
Did you ever wonder why mathematics is required for all children? Do you wish that you and your loved ones enjoyed math more? Listen to Math Medley every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 and hear a different, fascinating guest each week discuss education, parenting, equity, and or environmental issues with an underlying theme of mathematics. Join me, Dr. Pat Kenshaft, every Saturday morning from 8 to 9, right here on KFNX.
People aren't the only ones who travel. Pets travel too. Every year, an alarming number of accidents are caused by unrestrained pets. At a speed of 30 miles an hour, a 60-pound unrestrained dog can hit the windshield at a force of 1,200 pounds. That's why it's critical to restrain pets in a secured carrier or with the appropriate harness. For more information, visit the American Pet Products Manufacturers Association website at www.appma.org. And remember, for a safe, smooth ride, be sure to secure.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. I always like pausing a little bit because I think Eva's voice is just so amazing. Anyway, if that's not spirituality, I don't know what is when you hear a talent in a voice like that. This is Tell the Truth Faster, and I'm Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and my guest today is Jim Michael, a spiritual psychologist, also from Los Angeles. And during the last segment, somebody from San Diego called in named Sam and talked about his journey and his experience. And we just started talking with Jim about one of the more significant aspects of his journey had to do with the Conversations with God books and a group he actually started as a way of communing with other people of like mind to support him and for him to be able to support. Do you want to talk a little bit more about why you started that group or what it did for you and where it led for you?
Well, I can tell you where it led to for me. I believe very much in synchronicity,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that God talks and communicates in very obvious ways. I had just finished the Conversations book, I think, two. And all of my friends and I were talking about it, and another friend said that he knew of someone who was actually... See, I didn't really start this group. I took over the group and led it for a year, and what happened is the energies were just there, and I connected with them, and people just started coming to the group. And for me, it was about... It was about growing inside and hearing and loving the challenges that we all are and that we've gone through. One of the things that I learned and that I definitely tried to communicate was that God is a loving God.
Mm-hmm.
That when we're selfish in going out and creating our own things, to me, it's not really being selfish. It's going to the call of the self, the call that our deeper core selves already have in us. And when I heard that call, it was just clear that I do the Conversations with God discussion group. And that's what I basically, that's how I operate, the basis of my life. If I hear that calling,
mm-hmm.
I go towards it because I realize that my hearing it comes from within. And what I have found on my journey and through the Conversations with God books, through the University of Santa Monica, through my playing volleyball with a good group of friends, is that it's about, everything is about connection. I guess I'm being redundant.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about reinforcing it, though, because I think that last point that you threw in there is... You know, we tend to take all of this journey so seriously. I think spirit's real playful. I think God, spirit, higher power, has a really good time with us sometimes in the lessons and how our lessons come to us. And I think we see something like this as a very heavy thing all the time and very serious and can't joke about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think we all think that there's a very heavy heaviness to it. And I was talking with my nephew, who's just turned 13, and if I can say hi to him, hi, David. he's in Tucson, and he even told me that he was kind of scared when reading some of the stuff about God that he read. And I said, yeah, that's kind of scary, huh? And from my experience, I grew up hearing scary things. You know, God's going to judge me. And what I found is that he doesn't, and it's about, he's a loving, playful God, just like you were saying. Yeah, I think God works in obvious ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Spirit works in the subtle ways mm-hmm. that we often overlook. Mm-hmm. And I think also that God talks to us every day, and it's not a matter of who does he talk to, it's a matter of who listens.
Right. Excellent.
And that's actually from the Conversations with Book series. That's become a part of me.
Mm-hmm. It
really has.
Well, I think the whole thing, even the word enlightenment, you know, it's kind of like, I think its real meaning is about lightening up, you know, and loosening up and having a good time. I think our healing in therapy comes when people are able to play again. And I really think that love is expressed more when people are in a playful mode. It's able to be received more as well as given. And that little boy you were talking about earlier inside you, I think that the healing comes when we see each other as just little kids wanting to innocently be playing with each other without the judgments, without the fear, that basic light, getting back to how we were when we first came into the world. And to me, again, that's what a good therapist is about, and that's what this journey is about.
And so, spiritual psychology is about exactly what you're talking about. It is soul-centered education. It is soul-centered therapy. It is connecting with who we really are inside and knowing that however we act outside is only a part of us, and that who we really are is part of the divine.
Great.
All of us on our journey.
Thanks, Jim. We're going to take another break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes for a closing comment.
Thank you, Stuart.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
New in town or still searching for that perfect apartment? Well, look no further. Do yourself a favor and visit one of the newest additions of the Mark Taylor Residential Family of Superior Rental Communities, Dakota, at McDowell Mountain Ranch. Located at the base of the McDowell Mountains, Dakota is built around spectacular natural surroundings. Just think of the beautiful Arizona sunrises you'll be waking up to. Dakota offers you full-size washers and dryers. That means no more trips to the laundry room. Two fitness centers to whip yourself into shape. An expanded business center. Resident clubhouse for your special get-together. Private garages and more. Dakota is just minutes from the freeway. And parents of school-age children, rejoice. Dakota is within walking distance of the schools and library. Starting at $690, visit Dakota today or call for more information at 480-502-7733. That's 480-502-7733, and capture the magic of the Mark Taylor lifestyle.
Every Thursday, tune in for more practical, provocative dialogue and insights with Doc Daly as he hosts Life Talk. Life Talk is a positive, uplifting program addressing psychological and spiritual challenges that affect your life. Relax and enjoy provocative, live, and stimulating radio that focuses on your practical needs and ethical dilemmas. Remember, that's Life Talk with your host, Doc Daly, every Thursday at 1 p.m. right here on KFNX.
Do you often fight with your mate? Would you like to find more happiness in your relationship? Every Wednesday at 12 noon, relationship counselor and personal consultant Daphne Levy hosts Real Solutions. Find real solutions to drug and alcohol abuse, to relationship and personal problems, because something can be done to make life a bit better. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 noon, right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
And welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And we spent almost the last hour talking about psychotherapy and spirituality, about the blending and marriage of the two in a holistic way, body, mind, and spirit, as I've been saying on all my shows so far. And my guest has been Jim Michael, a spiritual psychologist and recent graduate from the University of Santa Monica in their spiritual psychology program. And in closing tonight, besides thanking Jim for being a part of this and thanking Sam for calling in, I just really wanted to kind of complete my own personal journey up till this point in my life. About 17 years ago, I moved to Los Angeles. I think it was in 1986, however many years ago that was. And like I had told you earlier about my friend Dennis dying just a few months before my move here, I also was exposed to rebirthing from my friend Jim Terusa in Florida. And it really was the beginning of a journey. And I knew that, you know, sometimes people say when you're all established in an area, I mean, I owned a house in Florida, I was on boards of directors, I was well established professionally, and yet I knew that there was a voice telling me I needed to move. Now, sometimes that geographic is just that. It's a running away from. And even though people tried to tell me that, I knew in my heart I was going to something, even if I didn't know what it was. And the moment I set foot in Los Angeles, and some people might think I'm crazy, but the moment I set foot in Los Angeles, something shot through my body. And it was the beginning of me learning to listen to that higher voice, that inner voice that, like Jim was saying, is always speaking to us. It's like, but who's listening? I'd spent most of my life knowing it's there, knowing something about myself, but not listening. My journey since then has been about learning to listen. And coming here, I got involved with Course in Miracles lectures with Marianne Williamson, Science of Mind with Sandy Scott, Reverend Sandy Scott, found Louise Hay and the Hay Ride, and all of these women were incredible teachers for me. I had so many teachers. But I want to leave you with a thought. This was hanging on the refrigerator of my friend David Mann after he passed away and I was packing up his apartment. When you have come to the edge of all the light you know and are about to step off into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing that one of two things will happen. There will be something solid to stand on, or you will be taught how to fly. Thank you for joining us tonight. You can find Jim Michael on jimmichael.com. And for future shows and more information about Tell the Truth Faster, go to tellthetruthfaster.com. And I hope to hear you all or see you all or have you listening to us next week. Okay? Take care and have a good night.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.
It's a simple formula, really. It all starts with one rickety guitar, one with nylon strings and a sound so hollow you'd think you were playing in a bathtub. Then add a few friends, and then a few pints of Guinness. A location is good, but not important. A beach with a fire is ideal, but not vital. A porch, a living room, a backyard will do. It doesn't matter that no one really knows the words to any one song. It doesn't matter that the voices accompanying the instrument are slightly off-key. What matters is, from a few softly played notes comes an outpouring of voices, rising together like the cascade in a pint of Guinness. And although the songs aren't played perfectly, at that moment, they are perfect. Like the laughter, like the Guinness. And right there, well, you've got the makings of a lifelong memory. Guinness.